Welcome everyone to Power Bites. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bites is your destination podcast for power generation conversation. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. There are several ways you can get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. But by all means, if you enjoy your time with us today, please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you happen to listen to your favorite podcasts. So today, I'm happy to have Chad Dozier back with us via the Cat Electric Power Hotline. You may recall Chad did a podcast earlier this year about Specsizer, Cat's world-class genset sizing tool. Chad's been working in the electric power industry for over 25 years with experience in large diesel gensets, switchgear, UPS, solar energy, and even energy storage solutions. Chad, it's great to have you back with us.
Lou, it's good to be back.
So Chad, you guys have been busy this year. The crazy world around us does not seem to have slowed you down one bit. You've had a couple new releases with some great new features. I understand you've updated Specsizer with newly released products and added some new features. So one of those features really enhanced the speed of creating large projects, didn't it, Chad? Can you share with us something about that?
Around 10% of the project size in Specsizer have more than 30 loads. For any sizing program, it can be very tedious to manually enter in a large number of loads into the program. This process can also be very prone to errors. You know, it can be very easy to make a typo when entering the data. So we've now given our users a couple of options to add loads to their load profile, a bulk add function, and a spreadsheet upload. So the bulk add function was our first step in this process. We developed this feature to kind of help us test out the information needed for the ultimate spreadsheet upload. This bulk add function gives the user a very simplified, almost table-type interface within Specsizer to add multiple loads very quickly to their project. This can be good if you have a dozen or so loads to add to your project, but may not have the list in a spreadsheet for an easy ability to upload into the file.
Well, congratulations, Chad. That sounds awesome. And did I hear you mention something about a spreadsheet upload functionality? What is that?
So this is one of the functions I've been most excited about. We just introduced this feature with our October 2020 update. When we look at the information that's developed for a project, you know, most load lists are developed in a spreadsheet or Excel file anyway. So we thought, you know, why not give the user the ability to upload them directly into Specsizer? So this new upload process can save a significant amount of time. Rather than trying to enter everything into a spreadsheet and manually enter into the program, you simply just put it into a spreadsheet and upload it directly into Specsizer. I've personally seen an average savings of over a minute per load. While this may not seem like a lot, when you have 30 loads, you know, that's a 30-minute savings on your project. And we all know in this day and age, time is money.
That's exactly right, Chad. You made a new resource or what's new window available too, didn't you?
This is a feature we implemented earlier this year. Again, everyone is really busy, and we wanted to give people in Specsizer some additional resources to help them do their jobs. So we've added this What's New window that we can use to communicate Specsizer enhancements and any significant Caterpillar product announcements or events. We also include a list of useful links to various resources like white papers out on cat.com, case studies, upcoming webinars, and this podcast.
Well, we certainly appreciate that mention, Chad. Thank you very much. Can we take a peek behind the curtain a little bit, Chad? You know, we're coming to the close of 2020, and we all, I think, agree it can't happen fast enough. But give us a look at what we can expect to see from Specsizer in 2021.
So we are right in the middle of finalizing our 2021 roadmap. We have a bunch of items in our backlog, items like being able to filter your lists, some new load types, and some new calculators. When we look at our development backlog, it's all about getting our users through the sizing process into the best generator set as quickly as possible. We're also working on general performance improvements to the speed of the Specsizer software. Users should start seeing some of these first enhancements coming out in January of next year.
That's impressive. Thank you very much. In that description there, did I hear something about new load types that you're maybe even taking requests?
Yes. One of the new load types we're working on is a chiller load. We've had air conditioning loads available in Specsizer, but this will allow you to model much larger chillers that we see in some of the large data centers. So if you have a project with a chiller today that you want to size in Specsizer, the user will need to manually build up the components, adding the individual pumps, compressors, controls. It can be done, but it takes some time and knowledge about the chiller itself. This new chiller load will make the whole process a lot quicker. Our users can look for this new load type early next year. And as always, for new feature requests, we're always interested in user feedback. Users can reach out to us at specsizerfeedback@cat.com or use the feedback icon in the upper right-hand corner and just let us know what kind of features they want to see.
Chad, I'd like to give that email address just one more time for everyone. That's specsizerfeedback all one word, at cat.com. So all you spec sizer users, you heard it here. Be sure to send a note with those enhancement ideas to Chad and the team so they can get to work on those next year. Before I let you go, Chad, I did want to congratulate you on another great year. Spec sizer continues to be used by a great number of consulting engineers around the world. Congratulations.
Lou, thank you, and thanks for the time. And I do encourage all of our listeners to check out the latest features in SpecSizer by going to specsizer.cat.com. If you're not registered, registration is easy and free.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'd like to thank Chad Dozier for sharing his insights with us today, and thank you, our listeners, for taking time to listen to Power Bytes. Just as a reminder, as Chad mentioned, please go to specsizer.cat.com for more information about this industry-leading sizing tool. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the show or have some feedback for us, please write us here at Power Bytes, that's Power B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com, or visit Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Till next time, thanks for listening to Power Bytes, and have a great rest of your day.